I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama community organizations that work with homeless or at-risk veterans have received more than $6.3 million in federal grants. The Department of Veterans Affairs announced the awards today as part of meeting a 2009 promise to end veteran homelessness by next year. Nationwide, the agency announced about $300 million in grants. The PGA Tour is coming back to Alabama. Governor Robert Bentley made the announcement Monday with the mayors of Auburn and Opelika and officials from the Golfers Association. The Barbasol Championship will be held July 13th through the 18th of next year. Andy Pazder is the director of operations for the PGA Tour. He says this is not the first time Alabama has worked with the tour.
The state of Alabama has long been a strong supporter of professional golf. We're proud of our tournament at Shoal Creek, the region's tradition. We've played Web.com Tour Championship on the RTJ Trail in years gone by, and we know that this new event will continue to set a standard.
The Barbasol Championship will be held at the Grand National Golf Course in Opelika. It's expected to have an economic impact of more than $25 million a year. The Alabama Tourism Department is providing $200,000 to help host the event. Black bears have been in the news lately as reports of sightings seems to be on the rise. But whether that means there are more bears in Alabama is a big question. Todd Sturry, an Auburn professor who studies black bears, says there are likely more bears in the state. That includes a big population in the Mobile area, some in northwest Alabama, and an influx in the northeast. He says some of the reasons could be natural because male bears tend to wander far from home to settle.
So some of it is inevitably that there are male bears in Georgia that just head off looking for a place to settle down, and they find some nice habitat in Alabama. But some of it may be due to habitat loss or insufficient habitat, or you never really know for sure what the exact cause is.
Part of Sturry's research involves setting traps that don't catch the bears, but instead grab a snippet of their hair that can be used for DNA analysis. And he hopes they'll be able to come up with an accurate black bear count using that method. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Isolated storms are possible on this Tuesday evening. Those will gradually go to bed late tonight as skies go clear. Low temperatures in the 60s for Wednesday. Lower humidity levels. You'll notice that refreshing change for Wednesday and Thursday. Daytime highs still relatively hot with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Lows well down to the 60s by Wednesday night and Thursday night. Clouds will gradually increase by Sunday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.